Alright folks, welcome back to another episode of Stoic State of Mind. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let me tell you, today we're diving into something super juicy managing emotions and emotional intelligence. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like they're hijacking your thoughts, your actions, maybe even your social media posts? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can take control of this emotional roller coaster. See, in today's world, we're bombarded with information, stress, and expectations. It's like living in a constant state of go, go, go. And when the pressure cooker gets cranked up, emotions tend to flare up like a bonfire on 4th of July. But here's the thing. Emotional intelligence isn't about suppressing your feelings, it's about understanding them, learning to navigate them, and using them to our advantage. Think of it this way. Your emotions are like ingredients in a recipe. You wouldn't just throw them all together randomly and expect a delicious meal, right? You need to know how each ingredient interacts, how much to use, and when to add it for the perfect flavor. That's exactly what emotional intelligence is all about, mastering the art of blending your emotions into a harmonious symphony. So, let's break down some key takeaways that can help you level up your emotional gain. 1. Awareness. This is like the foundation of emotional intelligence. It's about recognizing and naming your emotions as they arise. Think of it like learning a new language. You need to know the words first before you can use them in a sentence. Pay attention to your body, your thoughts, and even your dreams. What triggers certain feelings? How do different situations affect you? 2. Acceptance. Once you become aware of your emotions, the next step is accepting them without judgment. Remember, all emotions are valid. There's no such thing as a good or bad feeling, they simply are. Trying to suppress or ignore them is like trying to hold back the tide, it's just not going to work. Accept that you feel what you feel, and let yourself experience those emotions fully without resistance. 3. Regulation. This is where things get really interesting. It's about learning to manage your emotional responses. You can't always control the external world, but you can control how you react to it. Think of it like a muscle. The more you practice regulating your emotions, the stronger that muscle becomes. Deep breathing exercises, mindfulness meditation, and even physical activity can be powerful tools for managing those emotional surges. 4. Empathy. This is all about stepping into someone else's shoes and understanding their perspective. It's about listening actively, being present, and trying to see things from their point of view. You know that feeling when you truly connect with someone on a deeper level? That's empathy in action, and it can build stronger relationships and create a more compassionate world. 5. Self-motivation. This is where emotional intelligence meets your goals and aspirations. When you have a solid understanding of your emotions, you can use them to fuel your motivation and achieve your dreams. Think about it. What motivates you? What gets you fired up? Use those emotions as your compass to guide you towards your desired outcomes. Now, let me paint you a picture with a real-world example. Imagine this. You're at work, and a colleague just criticized your presentation in front of the entire team. How do you react? Do you get defensive, angry, or maybe even start crying? Or do you take a deep breath, listen to their feedback, and try to see things from their perspective? The latter is emotional intelligence in action. By regulating your emotions, you can turn this potentially stressful situation into an opportunity for growth. You can learn from the feedback, improve your presentation skills, and even strengthen your relationship with your colleague. See? Emotional intelligence isn't just about feeling good, it's about navigating life's challenges with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of wisdom. So remember these key takeaways. Be aware of your emotions, accept them without judgment, learn to regulate them effectively, cultivate empathy towards others, and use your emotional energy to fuel your self-motivation. These are the building blocks of emotional intelligence, and they can empower you to live a more fulfilling and meaningful life. Ready to take it further? Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from these insights. Leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform and let us know what resonated with you. And most importantly, keep practicing those emotional muscles. The world needs your wisdom. Until next time, stay stoic, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.